You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 19th of the second month of 2019. So 19022019 is where we are at. But we are not finding any humor on Dalal Street of late. All that transpired yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and this is Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Dalal Street witnessed a manic Monday as Sensex plunged by over 300 points while the Nifty 50 broke below crucial support levels of 100 DMA as well as 10,650 levels. It looks like market participants have turned cautious ahead of the general election, the rise in crude oil prices and, of course, geopolitical concerns. Quarter 3 FY19 earnings too have been lackluster so far. Sectorally, the S&P BSE FMCG index slipped 1.3%, followed by the energy index, which was down 1.38%, and the consumer durable index saw a cut of 1.39%. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index was down 1.04%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index dropped by 1.01%, underperforming the benchmark indices. The big carnage was seen in the broader market as more than 300 stocks on the National Stock Exchange hit a fresh 52-week low, and that included names like MRF, Dimatic Tech, BASF India, Solar Industries, Tata Elxsi, Steel Strips, Wheels India, Godrej Consumer, MCX, Mahindra & Mahindra, among others. More than 500 stocks on the BSE, that is the Bombay Stock Exchange, hit a fresh 52-week low, and that included names like Polson, Wapco India, Cera Sanitaryware, Force Motors, TTK Prestige, Bharat Forge, Finolex Industries, TVS Motors, among others. The rupee, meanwhile, weakened by 11 paise to end at 71.34 against the American dollar on Monday amid firming crude oil prices and persistent foreign fund outflows. On the institutional front, FIIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,239 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 2,336 crores, provisional data went on to show. The big news is, of course, the rout on Dalal Street. The last time when Sensex fell for 7 consecutive days in a row was back in January 2018. The index fell from the 30th of January to the 7th of February 2018. Bears pushed the index deep into the red for the 7th consecutive day in a row yesterday, and that resulted in the erosion of over 6 lakh crore rupees of the market capitalization of investors on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Average market capitalization of BSE-listed companies fell from 142.74 lakh crore rupees recorded on the 7th of February when Sensex hit an intraday high of 37,172 to 136.33 lakh crore rupees on the 18th of February. Very quickly, what is the technical view trying to tell us? Well, the index has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. Considering the relentless fall from the highs of 11,118 levels, a bounce can't be ruled out going forward. Experts advise traders at this juncture to take a neutral stance and should refrain from creating fresh short positions. In terms of technicals, both the Sensex and the Nifty slipped below their crucial support levels. The Nifty 50 index broke below the 100 days moving average, as well as 10,650, and the next big support is placed at 10,550, according to experts. India VIX, that is India Volatility Index, moved up sharply by 10.4% to 18.17 levels. Sudden upside in the VIX restricts immediate upside in the near term. We'll be watching out for 3 levels over the course of today: 10,585, 10,600 and 10,759. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000, followed by 10,800. Maximum put OI at 10,700 and 10,400. In the end, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Religare Broking, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be 1 buy call and 2 sell calls. Muthoot Finance Limited has a buy call, target of 555 rupees, stop loss of 495 rupees for an upside of 7.8%. DLF Limited has a sell call, target of 146 rupees, stop loss at 165 rupees for downside of 7.6%. And Hindustan Zinc has a sell call as well, target of 230 rupees, 230, stop loss of 254 rupees for downside of 6.5%. Muthoot Finance with a buy call, DLF and Hindustan Zinc with sell calls from Religare Broking. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade on this day, the 19th of February, a Tuesday. Let's find out over the course of the day how the Dalal Street gods treat us. For all the latest, we are, of course, here updating you constantly on moneycontrol.com and for all the other podcasts. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.